Hello. You are listening to the Dungeon Boys podcast. This is our first campaign, Stardust Echoes. This podcast is 1,000,000,000% rated for mature audiences only. Also, if this is the first time you're listening, enjoy the ride. You should probably start at episode 1 or episode 50, but you know what? We respect a good time. Also, if you're more of a visual person, our first couple episodes are up on YouTube of this campaign and will continue to be released. But let me go and introduce the bullies.
Hi, my name is Molly B and I play Emberly, a fire druid fairy.
Hi, my name is Fox. I'm playing Squeak the Blizzard or Wizardin.
Hey y'all. My name is Arland. I play Valen the Winged Tiefling Sorlock.
Hey, hi, howdy. I'm the Djinn playing our lovely hippo in a tutu skirt, Squish, our Rift Cleric.
My name is Garbage. I'm a halfling rogue.
Also known as player name Sam, but I guess you're just Garbage now.
100% justified.
And my name is Justine. I am your dungeon daddy for this campaign. And with that, the Dungeon Boys proudly present Stardust Echoes. Last episode, after the throes of what the team felt was the final battle of the Vaults of Nauticle, they came face to face with the Council. The Council threatened them. They tried to persuade them to stop their quest of completing the canon and to basically fuck right off. The team, however, wasn't having it. They stood their ground, and Squeak revealed something that only Valen and Garbage picked up on, that he was indeed royalty, the prince of the planet V7, the most private planet of the Adial space system. The Council hung their heads, faded into the shadows, and a creature so foul rose from the lava. An angel of death with a horned face, giant wings with eyes upon them. The team took a stance and battle began. But where will it end? As you're mid-fight, all looking around, you notice that the Council, when they left, pulled the giant dragon from this place. With magic, you don't know. But you're too deep in it right now, you don't understand what's happening. Squeak, you're up with Jigalda on deck.
Squeak is gonna reach into his backpack, and he's gonna pull out a long metal rod. And he's gonna grab that, and then he's gonna
shove it up her.
Yeah, he sure is gonna grab it.
Jam it onto the monster's foot and push a button to activate his immovable rod.
Hell yeah.
Ooh, nice. As you do that, you press it, all of you feel like gravity almost alters a little bit. Not for all of you, but you feel it in the area, and this creature just looks down at you, its bones like creaking as it stares. All the eyes turn to you, Squeak. Anything else you want to do?
Yeah, just for your knowledge, the creature has to use an action to make a DC 30 strength check if it wants to move. And if it's a success, it can move up to 10 feet.
Great. That's great.
Yeah. And I'm just going to hop up the stone monolith here up to the top. And I'm going to say, hey, demon boy, catch me. And I'm going to like jump towards that.
Dexterity save, Valen. Your demon boy, catch me.
I'd love that. Oh my god.
That's a 20. That's a dirty, filthy 20. So with that, I think Valen like sticks his tail out because it's a dirty 20.
Oh my god.
he like whips it around.
He like whips it around to catch for him to catch because he like almost falls short and like whips his tail around because he's just out of reach.
Well, as I get closer, you get a plus three to the save.
Yeah.
His tail gets firmer with the plus three. Is that it for you, Squeak?
Do I get a free action to rub the tip?
Oh my god.
Like, good boy. And I just
sure. So Jigalda's up with Zavarthal on deck. Jigalda looks around at all of you and says,
"Not computing how we will live. However, fuck this one."
And is going to run around, take her little dagger tail, and slice at the tendon that Squeak put the immovable rod on.
The Achilles tendon?
Yeah, but she misses. She kind of slips on that blood that was from the wing as she comes up and misses and then hisses at this creature. Zavarthal is up. So this creature had looked down, then watched Squeak kind of jump into Valen's arms, looks at you both, and is going to use its wing attack on Valen and Squeak because it can use it. It can pick a 10-foot range.
Are we calling Squeak pinning its foot as an attack?
It would have been an action, I think, yeah.
As if I do damage, right? For Sanctuary?
I think it's attack.
Well, then Jigalda just tried attacking.
We're talking about the Sanctuary on Squeak.
Oh.
He targets the warded creature spell, and if the warded creature makes an attack roll, casts a spell, or deals damage. So he didn't do any of those, so he still has Sanctuary on him. So
perfect.
It's going to be disadvantage throw.
Okay. So its wing, like, its broken wing tries really hard, and actually Garbage is like, as it, like, it pulls him up because he's on his wing, but this creature's strength is strong. It pulls back its wings. You all feel kind of like this huge beat of wind.
Has to make a wisdom save in order to target me.
17?
Oh, shit. That beats it by one.
Okay. The magics almost fight for a minute, but this wind is just too strong. It pushes through. I need a dexterity saving throw from Valen and Squeak.
Do you need one from me since I'm attached to the creature as well?
Sure.
I mean, just to be fair.
Just to be fair.
That's an 18.
Did you add your plus three?
Oh, no. 21.
You save.
Hey.
Garbage rolled a 25.
Nice.
Squeak wants to know if he gets advantage for hanging from Valen.
No. Garbage, because you kind of moved with the wing, the nest, the air.
Reaction! I have a reaction. My arcane deflection, I'm going to add a 4 to that, so it's 16.
It still does not make it.
Cool.
Dang.
Close. Very close. 1 point away. So as the creature's wings were moving, Garbage, because like the inertia of the wind, you were kind of with it, it doesn't necessarily hit you. Valen, the way your wings, you kind of like tilted them, so the air almost aerodynamically went around you. But Squeak, you get kind of pushed back 10 feet, and then you take some bludgeoning damage from that wind hitting you so hard, and you're knocked prone. So it is...
How does that work with being, like, wrapped up in Valen's tail?
The wind just pulled you straight off. You lost your grip.
Oh,
so that is going to be 7 bludgeoning damage to you, and you're prone.
Okay.
Did he hit the ground?
Yeah.
Because if I'm 20 feet away, and if I'm up next, would I have time to go to spin around and grab him?
No. You remember, this stuff happens, like, all...
within 6 seconds.
Like, you're doing stuff while this is happening, basically, Valen.
The only reason I would argue it being a reaction is because I was attached to him.
Yeah, but you were focused on using your wings to deflect this. So, no, I'm not going to give it to you. Because you had to also roll something. If you weren't even targeted, I would have given it to you. But because you were focused, you're not going to get it. This creature then is going to crack its head. You all hear, like, the spine crack as it looks at Garbage on its wing that has now been raised and forward. So because its wings are forward, it looks, and Garbage is almost, like, right in front of its face. And it's going to try to slice at you with its claws. Does a 27 hit you, Garbage?
Yeah.
That is 19 slashing damage to you.
Uncanny dodge.
Okay, so you want to use your reaction to have the damage?
Yeah.
Cool.
So I take how much damage?
9.
Yeah. So you all see as these fingers go towards Garbage's thigh, they're about to, like, slice his most sacred parts, but he kind of switches his leg and hits the outside of his thigh and slices down. You get
not his most secret parts.
Yeah.
not my family jewels.
And the you all hear Garbage give out a shrill shriek. And
my nets! My nets!
You see the lava slowly creeping like 6 inches more closer as the ground starts to shear away.
Oh my god, 6 inches is so much. It's so much lava.
I feel so validated.
Squish, you're up with Valen on deck.
How is the creature looking?
Pretty good still. Not half yet, but close.
Okay, so Squish sees that Garbage is hanging from its wing. This thing is kind of... Everyone else seems to be doing okay. Do I want to try and shoot it? Or do I want to try and banish it? Let's go for a banishment. So, again, kind of like Squish got very upset and told someone to basically shut the fuck up and cast silence earlier today. She's going to attempt. She's really, really annoyed at this thing bashing everyone. So she's going to go ahead and try to cast banishment on this thing.
Hell yeah.
See if it works out. So it needs to make a charisma saving throw.
Okay. That is its weakest stat. So we shall see. Does a 19 save?
It does indeed.
I rolled a 16 plus 3.
Okay. Bonus action. We're gonna upcast a healing word.
Nice.
On Garbage, because Garbage just got hit.
Kind of, yeah.
Kind of or no?
I mean, is it metagaming if I say my HP?
No, you can tell.
51 out of 63.
Okay, then never mind.
It's merely a flesh wound.
I'm getting better.
So, bonus action, we're actually just going to go ahead and cast Shield of Faith on Garbage, since he's stuck to this thing. That's going to give you a plus 2 to your AC for right now.
Oh, yes.
She's going to move her movement to the other side of this sinking lava island.
Yeah, so that big monument is between you and the creature now.
Mm-hmm.
Valen, you're up with Emberly on deck.
Question for the DM. Is Garbage in that 5-foot square that's directly in front of me? Or is he in the 5-foot square to the right?
He's technically, like, on the creature.
The only reason I'm asking is because the spell I want to cast, it casts a 5-foot wide blast, and any creature within the 5 feet is hurt, but anything outside of it is not.
Aim for its speedy.
Yeah, I think you're fine if you aim low.
Cool. Valen is going to... He's 20 feet up. He's going to look up at the skylight that's up there, right? You're going to see his right hand reach up, and then almost like Storm-esque, like from X-Men... You'll kind of hear like a crackling, like the clouds will start to kind of come through. So if there was any kind of light from day, I'm pretty sure we're like midday, right, Justine?
It's like afternoon, but like yeah.
Afternoon. Yes, like a cloud will kind of come over and then a lightning bolt will come down and he'll take that and then redirect it 5 feet, casting lightning bolt. So I need a dexterity saving throw from the creature.
8.
It's a fail.
Okay.
So it's 8d6 damage you're going to take.
Ooh.
Thunder damage. That's 23 points of lightning damage.
Damn. All right.
Or thunder damage, whatever it is.
Garbage, roll me a dexterity save if you stay on the creature from this shake as you see it start to scream again.
Garbage rolled a 13.
You, hold on.
What?
I just didn't think of something before.
Are you going to fly up its taint?
How'd you know?
No!
If you did, you could call this episode the Taint Tickler.
Oh my god.
Just saying.
Emberly, you're up with Garbage on deck.
Okay.
Do it, Emberly. Do it. Get in that taint.
First, she's got metal wrapped around her and she looks cyborgy. Is that right?
She's made of flesh and bone, but she has like, imagine like a strip, like a square of metal with like a hole, because that's where all those plugins that like went like are in.
Okay. Valen, where's the scope supposed to be?
They're supposed to have it. Like, we're supposed to get it as a prize.
Oh, okay. I was just making sure it's not on this lady.
I don't think so.
Damn, that would have been a good idea.
Yeah.
It still could be. DM.
I'm going to fly over to Inferna and just pat her on the head and say, okay, girl, are you ready to be really brave?
Don't put her in the taint.
No, I'm gonna cast polymorph on her, and I'm gonna turn her into
turn her into a bull shark.
Yeah, they notoriously do great in volcanoes.
Yeah. What if it's a lava shark?
Is that a D&D thing?
I'm kidding, it's not.
I was like, if that's a fucking D&D thing, go for it.
Shark Boy and Lava Girl, please sponsor us.
Uh-huh.
Just cast it on Balin. Make him be something.
Yeah. I don't know why I didn't think of that either. It doesn't need to be heard.
Wait, what's happening?
I just want a flying creature.
What if you flew above her and then polymorphed yourself into a killer whale? And then just
a killer whale?
That would fuck me over.
Well, you know, just you're a dexterous boy.
I've watched dodgeball. I can dodge.
If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a fucking killer whale.
Do we also need something strong enough to carry Squish?
I think Squish is the only one that needs to be carried. Garbage too, but because then I can carry you, and Emberly can fly out of here.
I got my own personal chauffeur.
Okay. To pat her on the head and say, let's fly, girl, and turned her into a red dragon wormling.
Yeah.
With pink flames.
Oh, yeah.
As you cast this, Inferno Jones starts floating. Her looks at her paws, and then they turn, you see the claws come out, and then her shoulder blades elongate and burst through her skin, and she turns into this huge dragon wormling.
Dragon wormling.
The dragon came back.
it's gonna find its mate.
Oh no.
It's ready to fuck shit up.
Do you guys want to keep fighting or get out of here?
From the ground, Squeak's like, I would like to leave.
Great.
Above table, how badly damaged is that one wing? Is it usable at all?
I mean, it used it for an attack.
No. The wing that I attacked. You said it was crippled?
Well, it has the rod of immovableness in its foot from Squeak, so it can't go anywhere unless it shredded itself, basically.
But then we lose the rod of immovability.
Yeah. It's just it's a common magic item.
Oh, is it? Okay.
You used it very well, though.
And Farrah, let's make sure this bitch can't fly after us. I'm gonna have her fly over and bite the other wing that's not damaged.
The rod in her foot's gonna keep her from going too far. To make a DC 30 strength move.
Oh, that's true.
She does have some high rolls, though.
Unless she just cuts off her own leg, you know? I don't know how crazy she is.
She has a construct of flesh and blood. She could just be like, I'll get a new leg.
So, go ahead and roll to attack.
Oh, so good. I'm going to use inspiration for this one.
What did you originally roll?
It's just a 10. So, the second one is a 20 plus.
Oh,
nice.
Oh, hell yeah.
You mean a natural 20?
A natural 20.
A nat 20.
Yeah, 26 hits.
I can't math. 17 plus 8, 25 14, 20. Plus 7. Is that right?
32.
Damn. It is now below half damage.
Did she remove the wing? That's the question.
So Inferna Jones just did a fuck ton of damage.
That's my girl.
You see this red dragon come in and almost like viciously snap into the wing. You hear a crunch of bones breaking as it shakes. This creature again shrieks. It's like arms almost unnaturally bending backwards in pain where its shoulder blades almost touch. Garbage, roll me a dexterity saving throw to see if you stay on as this creature shakes.
Garbage been going for a ride.
Yeah, he has been.
Garbage rolled a nat 20 for a 29.
Hell yeah!
You definitely stay on, and I will say the way that it shook, it did, you can roll me a d6 of damage that your knives actually twisted deeper.
Fuck yeah.
Nice.
Nice.
I thought you were just going to give him the wing. Yeah. You can have the wing.
I have rolled a 6 for damage.
Nice. What the hell's up with these crits? Okay.
You don't question good things.
I don't. All right. Emberly, I believe that's it for your turn.
Yep.
Garbage, you're up with Squeak on deck.
How far am I from cutting the one wing off?
It looks very hurt, but it's still intact.
Like, have I made, like, a gash into it, or have I cut, like, 50% through, or...
Like, you're stabbed in, like, two holes in this wing, in the key muscle that makes it move.
Go for the eyes!
It's a 20-foot creature. You've got halfling daggers. Like, you do the math.
Yeah.
Garbage is gonna reach over with his right knife and stab in the spine, and then stab again in the spine above that, trying to aim for the base of the neck.
Okay, roll to hit.
Oh, he didn't roll that good. So Garbage rolled a 12 and a 13.
Neither one hit. So you go to stab the spine, you fall. You miss. I need a d6 for fall damage.
Okay.
Don't crit this one.
Garbage rolled a 2.
So take 2 damage. You are now behind the creature on the ground.
Kind of tweaked his ankle a little bit. He goes, ow, back.
Anything else for you, Garbage?
I'm still within 5 feet of...
Yes, you are.
And I'm not, like, up against the edge, per se, where the lava is?
I'd say you are.
You are. It's a big-ass creature.
Well, then Garbage is going to go probably right here in front of Jigalda and a little bit away of the lava.
Okay. Squeak, you're up with Jigalda on deck.
Squeak is going to stand up and be like, this motherfucker. And he's gonna, like, take out his ornate little sword, and he's gonna, like, start marching over, kind of shoot Valen a glance for dropping him.
Doesn't it take your half, it's half your movement when you get up from being prone?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Sorry, go ahead.
So I still have 15 left after I stand up, so I'll get to here, right in front of it, in front of its good leg, and I'll be, like, shaking his head at it, and he's gonna take the sword and he's gonna try to stab it into the creature's good ankle, the one that's not held by the immovable rod.
Okay.
Does a 24 hit?
Hell yeah, it does.
Shit.
So we're gonna do 11 slashing damage, and he's gonna throw a second level smite.
Wait, doesn't that also get advantage because he's being flanked? The enemy is being flanked.
You could try for the crit.
Okay.
Oh my god, it did crit. Holy shit.
That's what I'm fucking talking about.
Oh my god.
Does that crit you say I could try for? Does that hit?
Absolutely hits.
Oh, okay. Let me, here, I'll just hit that button.
Fuck.
So it actually, okay, so 15... And then my smite. Smite. 3d8. Is this an undead or a fiend?
No.
Just a construct. Okay. So 3d8. So 68 with the crit?
Total?
Yeah. You can expend one spell slot to do 2d8 plus 1d8 for each spell level. So...
How much?
That's 3d8. And then I crit, so it's 68, right?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you completely shred its foot, like, is crushed, and it kind of caves in, like, on its knee, and but its one leg is immovable, so it's almost, like, in a really uncomfortable-looking position as it's on one knee, tipped towards the ground, just blood leaking all around you in hot drops. Squeak. Anything else for you?
Well, yeah, now I gotta do my second attack. So... So I'm gonna aim for its kneecap this time. It's good kneecap that's currently now in front of me.
Just taking it down piece by piece.
Yeah, and what we said, I got an advantage because of the flanking, right?
Mm-hmm. It's another crit.
Oh my god!
Oh shit!
Oh my god!
Yes. Yes.
So I'll do a third level spell slot for that smite.
Jeez, okay.
So that time it's 14 slashing damage. And then instead of 68, it's going to be 88. 43.
Fuck yeah.
43 total?
43 plus 13.
So 56?
Yeah.
This creature, you watch as... this tiny Herringon wreaks havoc. Its leg completely, the bones snap inside the flesh. It goes up to its pelvis, breaks. Both its wings collapse. It is forward on its elbows, on either its fists or almost on either side. A squeak as it's breathing in front. Its huge boned face looking right at you. Its head is it's the size of you, squeak, as it's looking at you as you caused it so much pain. It's barely up.
And I'll be like, you shouldn't have pushed me down.
Jigalda runs up, because now it's on its knees, on its back, and starts clawing. It takes its dagger right at the neck and goes to hit. It actually hits. I can't believe Jigalda hit. Dagger comes down, boom, right on its neck, and you all hear the crunch of its spine.
She's gonna fucking KS this thing.
she got close, but she didn't. And its head lulls, like almost its chin hitting the ground as its spinal cord has been damaged. It has very, very low, but it is up with Squish on deck. It literally looks at you in front of its squeak, and the only thing not damaged is that left arm. It's going to shoot out with its long fingertips, almost like using it like a sword, like to try to hit you. Let's see if I do. Does a 21 hit you?
21, yes.
Okay, so you take 17 points of slashing damage.
Okay.
And it has multi-attack. It's going to do it again. Does a 27 hit you?
Does a 27 hit you? Yes.
Strangely enough.
20 points of slashing damage.
Okay.
With its last breath, just... And then it has one more.
Whoa.
What the fuck?
So I was using it. This thing has legendary actions, and it was you can do multi-attack with one legendary or and one like fingers. But if I don't do any of the legendary, I get three with the fingers.
So three fingers.
So you get the finger. You get three fingers, not just one.
Three finger death punch.
I'm a tiny bunny.
17 more slashing damage.
Oh, so it just hits. I don't even get to say if it hits. Now it just auto hits.
I'm sorry. Does a 23 hit?
Yes.
17 damage. Just wanted to clarify, though.
17 damage.
Squeak is looking rough, and he's going to, like, spit out blood and be like, that all you got?
Squish, you're up with Valen on deck. You're seeing your Herringon getting sliced through.
All right, we're going to move 5, 10, 15, 20 feet over to our left so that we can see this thing. And realizing that it has metal all down its back, we're going to go ahead and cast a 5th level heat metal on those things.
Fuck yeah!
And it's going to take 24 points of damage, of fire damage.
Squish, I want you to tell me what this thing looks like as it completely gets decimated.
So it has been just decimated, and honestly, she's... been very, very impressed, but then seeing Squeak just get absolutely annihilated, she steps over this way and she's kind of looking at it and she realizes this whole entire time it's had these metal things on its back. She instantly knows that that's going to be the thing that takes this awful construct down. So she casts heat magic and it heats up the metal around those like those plug inserts. It heats it up and it just shatters and sends all the shards like through its back and through its lungs and just eviscerates the insides of her.
Yeah.
Of her innards.
Amazing. Yeah, as you all see the metal turn white hot, Jigalda jumps off of the back onto this big thing right next to it, and the metal shoots forward in every which way. You see parts of organs hanging off this metal that is shredded through it, and it... And its head, you almost feel the shake of the ground as its head hits the floor, and blood just seeping everywhere. The bones and the body start to kind of cave in on each other, like it's withering in front of your eyes. Amazing job. You killed this creature. And the minute it dies, you hear... from above, and as you look up through the top of the volcano, you see fireworks going off and hear this huge amphitheater. You know that all the things inside the volcano were broken, but we hear
The Vault Subnautical has come to an end! And this giant middle piece starts to lift off. Her body slides along her own blood and falls into the lava. It's almost like Gollum, like the My Precious. The last thing you see is a black pointed scaly pointed hand kind of fall and bubble and sizzle. And you're just going up as this giant platform in the middle of this volcano starts to rise. You have about 3 minutes if you guys want to talk anything out right now before you're going to be faced with winning the Vault Subnautical.
I guess I'm going to pick up my movable rod.
Oh, yeah, she wouldn't have been able to slide off. Never mind. Sorry.
The leg.
Yeah, its leg detaches and it falls off. Yeah, so there's just a leg there if you want to pull your immovable rod out of it.
Yeah, be like, oh, that came in handy. I'll have to thank Arthur.
Valen's going to extend an arm out to Squeak to kind of have him hop on her shoulder.
Ah. Thanks.
As he does that, as he like jumps on his palm, you see the lightning kind of crackle, and he's gonna cast.
You still have spell slots.
He's gonna cast Cure Wounds at the third level, so it's gonna be 3d8 plus 5.
How do you still have spell slots? Oh, because you have packed stuff. I forgot.
I have packed stuff. I have packed stuff, and I have sorcerer slots.
Mm-hmm. All right, you got a little bit of health there, buddy boy.
Sorry, how much was it?
17 points of healing damage. It's a little bit, but...
I mean, she got me down to 14.
I'm like, here, buddy, this will kind of help this help a little bit.
You guys did a really good job. That was a hard monster.
What are the chances you think that Pass Without a Trace would make us relatively not visible?
Well, we want to be visible because it's going to be... The council's gone. I mean, or the gone, but we still need to claim our prize.
I definitely thought somebody else won. Well, we were down here fucking around this thing.
I was like, God damn it. Now we got to kill the Smiley Gang like to fucking get our goddamn scope back. Like, fucking, we're in the wrong cave.
Oh, yeah.
We won, right?
Did they die? Is Smiley Gang dead?
I don't know yet.
Oh, okay.
Jigalda walks up to Squish and rubs like between your legs with her little metal cat body and says,
well done. You really finalized that kill.
Yeah, good job, Squish.
Well, you never want to leave a kill unfinalized. You guys all did great. Now, let's get our scope.
And everything else that comes with it.
Do you think that they're even going to let us get that scope?
There's no way they're going to promise that and not give it to us, right?
It was highly publicized. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
We do have a dragon.
In my 374 years of existence, if there's one thing I know about the council... is that they never want anyone to know what's going on behind closed doors. So you should have no problem receiving this next piece of the canon.
I pull out the recording I had going from my pocket.
You had a recording going from
your
pocket?
No, I didn't.
Jigalda, do you record everything all the time?
Only when on the ship. I don't have that compartment in this body.
Drats.
We should make that for you.
Yes, please.
Would Teepee have it, seeing that he's part cyborg?
I asked you what cool things you wanted when we made his character, and you did not have it, so nice try.
Fuck.
Squeak's gonna go ahead and just, like, pat himself down and lay on hands him.
Okay.
Self for a good 35.
You're gonna lay your hands on yourself right now while we're about to...
Yeah. Squish is gonna look at 3 minutes to rub yourself out. Okay. Valen.
Well, as I'm sitting on your shoulder, I'm gonna rub this out.
Sorry, Jen.
Squish is gonna look to Valen. No, it's okay. So Squish is gonna look to Valen, and she just asked if he thinks that they're actually gonna be handed the cannon. And then what? What's the plan after that?
Right off into the sunset?
We get into our ship and we try to get out of here as fast as we can to find the next piece of the cannon.
Which is where?
Maybe you can give us some more details, because there was a lot left out in between the shouting and the wind and the flapping.
Yeah, we can talk about that once we get on the ship, if you guys are still willing to join me.
Guys, are we still being televised? Maybe we should be hush-hush.
Not at this point. We probably will once we get out of the volcano.
Okay.
Yeah, so if y'all still want to join me, that's up to you. You guys now truly know what is at stake, and you know, I don't want to force y'all to do anything you don't want to do.
No, of course not. But this needs to be a mad dash, right?
Yeah, we're gonna get to the ship, and or I don't know if you have your own ship or whatnot, but we're on Emberly's ship right now.
It's a little outdated.
But I do have Sir Charles on that, so I don't know if we need to get back to him for sure.
What's the St. Charles?
Squeak's going to get real close to Valen's ear, and he's going to whisper to Valen. He'll be like, I'll help you, but you're going to have to help me too.
Valen's going to give him a nod, like, agreed, yeah. And then kind of stick a hand out, like his hand out to shake it.
Yep, I put my dick in his hand.
That's the royal agreement.
That's the royal penis.
Is this the royal agreement?
I said help, and you were like, okay, and he's like, let's get started.
I didn't say with.
There's a reason it's a secret planet.
So only Garbage and Valen know about the royal thing right now, though. But you guys are gonna have a lot of time to talk about stuff.
Garbage is gonna walk up to Valen and say, I'm with you as long as you take me to her. This thing ends with her.
And it will.
Who is her?
We're talking about Lilith.
Oh, knowing Valen's luck, she will come to him and possibly possess him.
That was only twice.
Twice?
What the fuck, twice?
Twice.
Yeah, it's a long story. I was in a battle.
What's
fell.
What's that saying? Possess me once, fool, shame on you. Possess me twice. Shame on me?
Shame on me.
Yeah, it's fine.
You just gotta be not willing, dude. No, put up a defense.
Alright, so...
Don't worry, we tied him up last time, and it worked.
Valen, can anyone just come into you?
No, that's something that's special for Lilith.
This group's never gonna get through anything, and I love it.
She's the only one that can truly penetrate me.
Alright.
Giada jumps up on your shoulder, squish, and I feel like one of your little guys comes out, if that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
And they kind of like tap nose to nose.
Boop.
Yeah, they boop.
I like you. I'm staying here.
And then just like, and big biscuits on your shoulder.
TP's gonna look over and get really jealous.
All the animals want squish.
Emberly's just sitting on a dragon.
Oh, shit! And Squeak's gonna, like, open his backpack and pull out a snake. Be like, I forgot about you! What?
Describe your familiar that you haven't used until now.
I remember never seeing everybody else's beautiful little animals. I had one of these things in here. Is it still alive?
Yeah.
There was not a lot of oxygen in that bag.
Was it a bag of holding?
No, it's just a backpack.
Okay, good, because
yes, carrot is still alive.
Carrot's still alive. It's an orange snake with a green cobra hood. This is Carrot.
Garbage and TP are both going to jump back to the side away from it, be like, what the fuck?
I'm like, what? I don't see it really at first because Gweek is on my shoulder. I'm like, what happened? What's going on?
I'm just
going
to, like, put him on your neck. Like, it's a necklace.
Like, what the? What is this? This is, okay. I wanted to ask before we hit the platform. I was going to message and ask, are we keeping your royalty-ness secret?
I mean...
I'm sorry, what?
No, this is... I'm messaging.
It's a message.
Oh. Can't hear. Yeah.
It's, I mean, maybe to the general populace. If these people find out, that's probably fine.
Okay. I just want to make sure. And then I'll message Garbage, because I know he knows. I'm like, we'll talk about it on the ship.
All right.
We'll keep that, but we'll keep it between us. Let him bring it up on his own.
As you wrap up these conversations, the platform starts to shudder under your feet as you are quickly rising to the top of this volcano. Stone grinds against stone as you approach the very narrow throat of the top of this mountain. The last echoes of magma and battle fade below you. Your breathing is ragged, your armor is fucking scorched, and every one of you is bloodied and filthy. But you're alive. And then, boom, the world erupts into sound like someone turned up the volume from 2 to 11. Fireworks explode overhead in blinding bursts of color. The twin suns blaze across the sky, their light reflecting off the ocean beyond. The view is stunning. The sudden brightness stings your eyes as the platform reaches the summit. Cheers crash down on you like a wave. People smiling and yelling from floating podiums. These podiums float in the air with crowds upon them in every direction. They carry nobles, merchants, dignitaries, and many of the common folk hovering on these discs of magic as they applaud the new victors of the Valsum Nautical. Drones hum through the sky, getting really close to you at points. Arcane lenses flashing as they snap pictures, some of them recording every second of this moment. Then you feel the salt wind rush across the summit, finally clearing the sulfur smell from your lungs. And for the first time in hours, you smell the sea. You stand there, soot-covered, bruised, and half-burned heroes. And the crowd celebrates you. Slowly, your rising platform finally locks into place with a heavy clang, merging with this massive top platform in the center of the volcano's peak. Around you stretches kind of a cool finish line etched in the polished stone, a decoration to commemorate your win. 50 feet behind you in a half circle, shimmering holograms stand of the other competitors, and they just hover in silence. Some, in their last moments recorded, stand proud. Others whimper in fear. Some flicker on and off. The names of the fallen drift mournfully above them. As you kind of scan these ghosts of contestants, you realize a few names are missing. No Phantom and no pirate crew. Just empty air where they should stand. But as you turn your head back to the center of the arena, you see in front of you three elevated prize pedestals. And on the tallest one in the center, suspended in swirling magic, is the scope. The next piece of the cannon. The piece you just risked everything for. And for a moment, your chest unclenches and hope rises. But then you see him, standing between you all and the prize, massive, still, and waiting. A golden mane ripples in the sea wind. The Leonin armor gleams between the twin suns. Commander Gallowood, head general of the council, leader of the armies that have terrorized star systems for centuries. His clawed gauntlets rest on the hilt of his long, electrified blade.
Garbage is probably going to try to get in front of Squeak in the cameras.
The cheering crowd begins to quiet, but the drones keep recording. And Gallowood slowly lifts his head. He locks eyes with you, starts to walk forward, and smiles.
"Congratulations," he says. "You've made it to the fit."
He cuts himself off as he makes eye contact with Squeak. You see that hand grow tighter on his sword.
"The Prince of V7?
And that's where we're going to end the session.
So much for anonymity.
Right, didn't we also like play this off that like four of us died down there?
He's Space Santa.
I'm Space Santa.
I know I was a bad character voice. So I had to stick with that choice.
It was so great. It's so great.
I liked it.
Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of Stardust Echoes by the Dungeon Boys. But hey, Space Adventures, the Adial system needs you. We love what we do here at the Dungeon Boys, and if you love it too and you have the means, kick us a couple of credits and help us out by keeping the Stardust spinning. Patreon links are in the episode notes, and yeah, you can go ahead and check that out because it has all kinds of behind-the-scenes stuff, art, some sneak peeks of what's coming up next, interviews with the cast, and more. So yeah, check it out, patreon.com/thedungeonboys. Dungeon Boys. You can also find us on all the social medias. If you want bloopers, you can always stay till the end. Sometimes you get it, sometimes you don't, but you'll always get it on the Patreon. And with that, may all your space travels be safe.
Five, 10, 15 feet away. 11.
No, Squeak's right here.
Oh, Squeak! God,
did I say Squish?
Fuck you guys.
Okay. I think I said Squeak. If I already record that.
Well, eventually you can find out my real name, and then maybe that'll make it easier.